You're listening to The Regional Update. I'm Shannon Beattie, the Weed Smart podcast host. In this podcast, we catch up with somebody from the regions each month, whether it be the north, south or western, to find out what is happening in their patch in regard to weed control. Let's get into it. Today, we're heading to Queensland's Darling Downs to chat with Dan Skerman, who is a farmer near Dalby. I'm very proud of myself from WA, getting that one right. Good job, me. But Dan does join me now. How are you doing, Dan?
Yeah, well, thanks, Shannon.
I did have to ask Dan when we started this recording before we jumped on how to make sure I pronounced Dalby correctly. I'm just going to throw myself under the bus there. But Dan, you are a cotton and grain grower as well as an agronomist with Nutrient Ag Solutions. So you're a bit of a triple threat, I will say. It's quite impressive. I'm going to be honest with you. As I said, I am from WA, so my knowledge of cotton is none. I would say slim, but it's just straight up none. So I'm going to learn a lot in this chat. I'm quite excited. But let's start with your operation. Where exactly do you farm and who with?
We're on a family farming operation here, just 20 k's west southwest of Dalby, spread across a few farms. We run a bit of a family farming syndicate with my dad, my brother and my cousin and his family's land. We sort of pool our machinery resources and run a farming operation all together. We've got a couple of thousand hectares here growing, like you mentioned, cotton and grain. So cotton, one of our main summer crops, one of our main pillar summer crops, along with sorghum. But we also grow mung beans in the summer as well, and then chickpeas, wheat, barley in the wintertime.
Those last three, I like the sound of those last three. I know what they are. The other ones, not so across. How has this season for you been? Take me back to the beginning and tell me how it's played out across the course of the year.
I think the last two or three years have sort of been a pretty big roller coaster for a lot of farmers in Australia, and here's no different. We've sort of went from one of the wettest 18-month periods on record to one of the driest summers, 3 months of summer on record. And then, this last winter crop, winter season was sort of, the complete opposite. Last year, I forget how many mills around, we had 350 something 400 for winter sort of growing season. This year we had 20, so you couldn't sort of get much different there. But we've just wrapped up harvest yesterday here at our place, actually. Just finished off some wheat, barley and chickpeas. So, it's all, they've performed basically in line with expectations around how much water they had available to them. Some of that was double cropped back on cotton ground. Just we like to dry plant or plant straight back in the cotton ground. It is an opportunity crop with wheat or barley, mainly wheat, just to get stubble cover back on the ground. And had some double crop chickpeas as well as some fallow wheat and barley. So
I'm going to just clarify for a second. Did you say 20 mil of growing season rainfall?
Yeah.
2-0.
2-0. It might have been, there might be a couple of 5 mil falls on leaving out there, but that's it. We sort of had a decent March. Our cotton was ready to defoliate nearly in March because we'd had one of the driest December, January, February's on record, and then we had 120 to 150 mils of rain across our farms in March, 50 mils in May that basically a lot of the Darling Downs here planted a lot of the winter crop on, sort of ranged from 30 to 50 mils around the downs, I think, but a lot of people got a lot of winter crop in there at the end of May, start of June. And then, literally we had one 20 mil fall in July, I think it was, something like that, and maybe a couple of 5 mil scuds there in September, but that's about it, yep.
Holy moly. I have to say that is probably one of the lowest totals for growing season rainfall that I think I have ever heard. This is probably going to be a basic and obvious question for you, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How do you balance the summer and winter cropping programs and balance the cotton versus your standard broadacre crops throughout the course of the year?
It's probably just sort of an element of risk management. And, we do gross margin analysis, look at dollars per millimetre of all the different crops, what we think's going to be the most profitable option sort of in our system. Got a pretty flexible rotation. We don't really have a set rotation because we sort of found, it's hard. We just like to grow, our pillar crops, sort of the sorghum and cotton and that on full profiles of moisture. That way, if we only get 20 mils of in-season rain because of our high water holding capacity in our soil, we can still harvest or pick a profitable crop even without much in-crop rain. So we set those crops up and, probably the summer crops traditionally, probably because we get more summer rain, are sort of the pillar crops because they're more profitable for us. But at the same time, you know, cotton, mung beans, chickpeas don't leave you with a lot of ground cover and different things. So we try to rotate around with wheat and barley and sorghum and that to obviously, mix it up. And we tend to grow a little bit of everything most years, but we'll swing a bit towards cotton if we think that the profitability of cotton is going to be a little bit better. We'll swing towards that or, vice versa with sorghums. But we're pretty consistent with trying to grow a little bit of, stick with cotton most of the time. You sort of got it. You need to, I feel, with most crops, if you're growing them, sort of you do them well, you might have some bad years, but then you need to be growing it in the good year as well.
Keep those bread and butter crops in there as much as you can, pretty much. This is a Weed Smart podcast. We should probably talk about weeds. My understanding is that you guys on the farm use pretty much the whole suite of the Weed Smart Big Six, rotate it through as and when you need the different tactics. But talk me through the tactics that you're most likely to use on farm.
For sure. So, obviously we're using Roundup Ready cotton. That's actually the main reason we've probably continued for so long to grow cotton. We've got a couple of grass species that are hard to control and limit our sorghum production, but they're quite easily controlled by Roundup, just not some of the other residual herbicides. So cotton, just growing Roundup Ready cotton in itself is a great tool for us. We also, also use quite a lot of residuals, try to really stick to ones that give us a lot of cropping options. If we don't get cotton or sorghum planted, well, we can go back in with mung beans or vice versa with any of the crops, try to sort of cover a few bases but leave our rotation flexible. So if we want to plant a crop at short notice, if we get an amount of rain or a profile fills up and we want to take use of it, well, we can still jam the next most profitable crop in there whenever we want. We've got, Weed Seeker 2 camera sprayer on 36 metres on a nitro that we are able to take on off and on that, which we've had for a couple of years now. It sort of didn't get much use while it was wet when we first got it, but it's come into its own really in the last 6 to 12 months once it sort of stopped raining, allowing us to sort of rotate different products, some of the more expensive products, and target just those hard to kill weeds. Before we had it, we were probably employing chippers and doing a fair bit of chipping ourselves, just trying to stay on top of patches of feather top rose grass, tall fleabane, and Queensland bluegrass. And I still chipped a patch of Queensland bluegrass the other day because most of the things we're even throwing through the camera sprayer aren't touching it. So chipping hasn't completely gone yet, but I think they're the main sort of some of the main ones.
One of the key elements of the Weed Smart Big Six, as we know, is rotating and mixing chemicals in your herbicides. You are an agronomist. Does that influence, I guess, your willingness to try new products?
Yeah, definitely. I guess stay pretty close contact with different chemical companies and things. When new products come out, we're always keen to see how things might have a fit on our farm and in the farming system. So, definitely do try a lot of different knockdown products and residuals when they come out just to try and help take the pressure off ones we may have been using for a long time and see how they might have a fit and hopefully control some of those harder to kill weeds which we're struggling with.
And are you willing to give those products a go with trials on your farm?
Yeah, for sure. The other boys, my cousin and brother, give me a hard time sometimes. We're getting to the point now when we plan a trial, we've got to check and triple check that there wasn't a trial there in the last few years to compromise the next one. So now, whether it's variety trials, chemical and herbicide trials, different fertiliser trials, we do quite a few just to try and help improve our farming system and do things as best we can.
I think that is everything from me, Dan. Thank you so much for joining me on the regional update, and please enjoy a well-earned break now that our harvest is over and done with.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much.